This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And I never heard. Do we have the guest?
I'm on.
Okay. So, we look at the, I look at the world of the digital world, and I see two things. I see this exciting new frontier of things that didn't exist when I was a kid. You know, this kind of stuff didn't exist when I was a kid. I've got an app on my phone where I can make my car payment and maintain my warranty and watch my insurance and all this other stuff. I got so many things that I can do just with my phone. But because I'm in the gun industry, in a lot of cases, there's the digital world wants to shun me, so it seems, in a lot of cases. So I've had this gentleman on before. He is very much insinuated into the tech world. He is one of the founders of Ars Technica. He's formerly with Wired Magazine, and he now has AllOutdoor.com, which has some of the most interesting articles you've ever seen on it. I am talking right now to John Stokes. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Also a contributing editor to the Firearm Blog. I told myself I've got a string tied around my finger. Remember that part, John. I'm sorry. I
did saw it. It's okay. No worries.
So for you, now, your approach as a pro Second Amendment guy, you were at SHOT Show. I've got a picture of you that will be up with this, I think, when you were at the range on Media Day. This is what do you see out there in the digital world as the way it regards gun owners?
Well, obviously a lot of this tech stuff is centered in California and Silicon Valley and to a lesser degree in LA. And now there's some of this that's coming out of the East Coast as well. And they tend to have those kind of values associated with those geographies. They're not super gun friendly in those regions. And I think a lot of the workers and the executives and the people involved in this are very gun friendly, but there is a kind of a gun culture in San Francisco and amongst tech geeks. You have guys that are libertarian, that are anarcho-capitalists of some flavor, and they're into gear and they're into personal liberty and freedom. And so there's part of geek culture, a subset of geek culture, and hacker culture is being into guns, especially guys who think about security and things of that nature. So it's a mix. As far as the political terrain and the personal commitments of the people that work on these platforms, it's not a monolith. We often in gun culture think that San Francisco is just anti-gun period. And as a city, it is. But you can find people out there, and there's a thriving gun scene out there.
Now, one thing I noticed about alloutdoor.com, and this doesn't surprise me for some reason, but you have a bunch of stuff on there about prepping. Are the tech-savvy people, do they look at this stuff and understand, like, how bad it would be if we lost electricity for a week or two?
Yeah. So the New Yorker just did a big piece about prepping and tech savvy types. And, it was 4-hour body and then keto dieting, and now prepping is like the new keto. I mean, a lot of these guys are into it. The founders of Reddit, a lot of these other platforms and people that you wouldn't necessarily think are preppers. Peter Thiel, the head of the Sam Altman, I think, at Y Combinator. All these guys have bug out locations. They have bug out plans. They may not have a firearm collection like what a your average prepper has because of limitations of the state, but prepping runs really deep in the Bay Area, and it's very, very prevalent among.
Okay.
Yeah, it's there's a whole New Yorker piece on it, and there's been a little bit of other media coverage on that as well. And it doesn't seem to fit the stereotype people have, but to me it does, because I also do software, and I know that software people, they like to think about odds and probabilities. They like to be in control, and prepping is about giving you a sense of control and feeling like you have some control of the future. And these guys also are, you know, they're involved in building the infrastructure of the modern world, and so they understand how fragile a lot of that can be and how dependent they are on it. And so there's a keen sense of that. And so they take prepping pretty seriously. And there's also just, I lived right in San Francisco in Noe Valley for about 5 years.
Right.
I'm actually, in Noe for 4 years and then, Berkeley across the bridge for a year. And everybody there has food and water and earthquake prep. Like earthquake prepping is not an extra weird thing that is, it's part of the lifestyle. And part of the culture. And I say everybody. I mean, you know, I'm sure that that's not true of everybody. But it's very, very common, and it's not even something that's remarked on. You just keep a certain amount of food and water on hand because everybody that lives there knows the big one is coming. And when that happens, people are going to be without infrastructure for a few weeks at least. And so they keep that in mind. And in fact, my first gun purchase as an adult was a double barrel 12 gauge Coast gun that I bought in San Francisco, and it's a Pioneer Arms. It's a really beautiful gun, and it's this classic Woodstock, and it's got the double hammers and the double trigger, and I bought it as a kind of prepping / earthquake gun, and I also got it because I figured that it wouldn't freak out any of my neighbors or people that happen to come over and see it. Not that I was pulling it out and showing it to anybody.
Right.
But, you know, it struck me as the kind of thing that wasn't gonna flip anybody out. And when I got into AR-15s later, I bought myself a Fender soft guitar case to carry those back and forth to the range to keep it on the down low.
But anyway. So, you know, one thing that I have always thought, because, you know, in the event of some bad incident, I'd want somebody that knows a little bit about medicine, somebody knows a little bit about, water purification, somebody knows a little bit about this and that. Having a tech-savvy person there that would know how to get or, you know, do as much as could be done, as far as getting back online and everything else. And, you know, that's all going to be based upon, you know, how much power is around and everything, what's up and what isn't. But I'm just thinking that would be a good asset to have. And I would rather think to myself that most of the tech-savvy people of the United States are actually just, you know, I don't care how they want to identify as far as politically. I just want them to believe in the Constitution and freedom. And if they do that, and, you know, it's okay to me. If they believe in those basic precepts, I'm good to go on most everything else. So, that would be my hope anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let me tell a little bit about John Stokes because we're coming up on the break, and when we get back, I want to bring up some other stuff just to get your opinion of it and everything else. John Stokes, sure. He has a website called alloutdoor.com, and it has a wealth of prepping articles. It has articles about flashlights and all the kinds of things you would need for prepping. In addition to it, it has some articles that, you know, quite honestly, I've never thought about. Like I, the one you've got about New Jersey politician hire teachers who carry guns, I'm going to read that one just to find out which New Jersey politician that is, because he won't be allowed to live long, will he?
Yeah, sleep with the fishes, I guess.
Sleep with the fishes. So go check it out, alloutdoor.com, also a contributing editor to the Firearm Blog, if you've heard of that. Is that TFB?
TFB, yeah.
TFB.com. Go check
that. No, it's not TFB.com. It's the firearmblog.com. But people abbreviate it as TFB.
Yes, okay. Firearmblog.com. So we'll be right back. My guest is John Stokes. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. My guest is John Stokes. Is it fair to say that you're still fairly wound in tight with the tech world, with the digital world?
It is. Yeah, it is. I definitely do a fair amount of software right now. I've done some software startups. I'm involved in a software startup currently, and I'm definitely still involved.
Now, with companies like Ars Technica and Wired, which I have to confess I love Wired magazine, but some of them come out with some decidedly anti-gun, I'll say articles. And most of the time I see them basically parroting whatever they have read somewhere else. It's not like they go out and do their own research, because if they did, they find other views. You know, whether they believe them or not is another story, but they would find other views. Are you regarded as somewhat of an anomaly in the digital world?
You know, I'm not, because like I said earlier on the segment, there are a fair amount of geeks who like guns. This is not at all an uncommon thing, and in fact, there are a few people who have written for Wired in the past or who currently write that you know are okay with guns themselves. There's one, and you know, people are careful about how they present that and who they discuss it with. I mean, one guy when I was at Wired, he was an editor and went on to become the editor in chief of a pretty large, more mainstream site. He was into guns a little bit pre-Newtown. Would go to the range, would shoot. They invited me to go to the range with him. Now, after Sandy Hook, he became pretty anti-gun, pretty vocally anti-gun. But you know, before that, he was pretty comfortable with it. And there are still people in the tech world who are okay with it. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at all to learn that Steve Huffman at Reddit has guns. I mean, he's a prepper, and a lot of guys will keep them in Nevada. So if you can afford a place in Nevada, you'll keep the guns that California won't let you have. That's right over the border, a couple hours away in Nevada. And so that's not an uncommon thing.
Is the problem in the digital world that a lot of these guys and ladies, if they are anti-gun, it's not because they've actually investigated it. They're just sort of seeing what they've seen and reading what they've read, and that's where they're making their whole summation, is based upon this one side of the argument where they just seem to believe it. And I understand how that works, because, you know, it's all based on emotion and feelings, and anti-gun sentiment runs, you know, who would be against saving the children, right? And I get that. I understand that. But, I mean, is that what's going on with that, or is it just so insulated there in these companies that it pretty much is just there's nothing that penetrates that?
Well, you know, I think what you're getting at is some of the anti-gun stuff that's come out of Google, you know, YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, you know, some of these tech platforms, Twitter, and to me, that's a separate discussion than whether individual geeks and software guys and programmers and stuff are anti-gun. I mean, yes, it's common for software professionals to be anti-gun and for tech guys to be anti-gun, just like it's common for anybody that lives in a city and has, you know, done their time and to the higher education and has like an urban lifestyle and stuff like this. It's common for those. It's common in that they partake of that demographic, is what I would say. I mean, there's not a lot of familiarity with firearms.
Right.
They may or may not have grown up with firearms. If they did, it was something that they did when they were a kid. And now probably they've gone on and maybe their politics have changed or something has happened in college. I don't know. And they have a job and they, you know, they go to work. They live in an apartment in the city and they go to work in the city and they just partake of a different milieu. And so I wouldn't say that they are any more anti-gun as a class than, say, baristas in New York or, you know, waiters in New York.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think you can isolate them out and say that tech geeks are anti-gun. I don't think that's – in fact, I think they're probably on the whole, because they tend more libertarian, they are probably, as a demographic, more gun-friendly than, you know, people that work in book publishing or restaurants or any other number of urban professions that we could talk about.
So I suppose it's another one of those things where the leadership is talking the noise. And you said something about baristas. You know, I believe Schultz, when he was running Starbucks was sort of anti-gun, but, you know, I know plenty of baristas here locally where I live at Starbucks because I'm sort of a Starbucks-aholic, and, you know, they're just regular local people, so I don't get out there and paint with that broad of a stroke of a brush, but I just don't have anybody, you know, you're one of the few people I have to ask actually about the inner workings of the tech companies, those companies. So, you know, I'm glad to know that, you know, it's a cross section of America, just pretty basically anyway.
I mean, it's not, to be clear, it's not a cross section of America insofar as it's mostly male, mostly white, you know, people from upper middle class backgrounds, fairly urban, stuff like that. So it's not really a cross section of America, but I wouldn't say that ideologically they're, you know, they're in a different place than anybody else that has a similar kind of ethnic and geographic background would have.
Right. Well, when we get back, we're coming up on the next break. Well, we got a few minutes, so let me ask you about this then. Of the social media platforms out there, do you think any one of them are going to take the step and just go full on and ban gun-related stuff?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think that they want to. You know, I don't. And we can talk about this in the next bit. I think that a lot of the anti-gun motion that you see coming from these platforms is ideological. I think that's a myth. I think that's something that gun people think, but I don't believe that it's true. I think that it's capitalist. These companies are worried about their bottom line. They would rather not be dealing with this issue at all.
Right.
And they're responsive to the public. They're responsive to threats of boycotts. They're responsive to fears of lawsuits and things of that nature. And this is kind of a market problem. And it's not like college, you know, where there's just incredible skew and all the professors are biased in one way and what. It's not like that. There are gun owners and shooters at Google. And they even have an email list, and they organize range trips and stuff. You know, it's not not to say that it's incredibly diverse, because it's not as diverse as people might hope. But still, I don't put the blame there. So, as far as what's going to happen, are they going to ban? I think they're going to move to restrict more different kinds of things.
Hang on a minute. We'll finish that on the other side. I'm very interested in this. John Stokes, he runs something called alloutdoor.com. Go give that a look, because there's a lot of good news on there that you've never seen. I don't bring it to you. He's got some good stuff there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. First Lady Melania Trump made a surprise visit to a shelter housing immigrant children, some of them separated from their parents who came to the U.S. illegally.
When the children come here, what kind of stage, physical and mental stage they come here?
She said she hopes they can be reunited as quickly as possible, but the outcome is still uncertain. In Washington, Republican efforts to overhaul immigration have stalled after a conservative bill failed and a moderate bill has been delayed. The vote on that bill has been postponed until tomorrow because members still have many questions. There will be a briefing on the bill for all members later tonight in the House. California Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
Democrats will continue to protect dreamers and will keep families together, respecting America's heritage.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And I am talking to John Stokes of AllOutdoor.com, contributing editor at the FirearmBlog.com, which is actually sort of a, for now, for the Firearm Blog, right? In your capacity, are you able to help them? Because they have a pretty big YouTube channel and a fairly sizable social media presence, do they ever get targeted? Are they left alone? How's that working out for them?
I can't really speak super reliably. I'm a little bit looped in on some of what's going on, but
right.
We should talk to Tom Rader at TFP. But they're demonetized a lot. And so that's what happens. It's not really that there is a lot of a threat of them being taken offline yet, although that could be coming. But they do get demonetized, which, you know, in YouTube lingo, it means that Google is not allowing them to show ads on their content.
Right.
So, you know, that's happening there.
Right. Are you aware of any gun or any channel for that matter that has been taken down that didn't quote unquote have it coming?
Yeah, sure. Brownell is the big one that got taken down recently.
He got reinstated. He got reinstated.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they created a little bit of a fury going on, but he did get reinstated relatively quickly. I'm talking about where they woke up and it's gone. It's never been back.
You know, I don't. There have been a lot. There have been different rumors of different guys that didn't deserve it that have gotten booted. I don't have anything concrete for you now. Maybe my knowledge of this isn't perfect. There could well be something that I'm not aware of. Absolutely.
Sure. Well, I mean, the reason I'm asking this is, for me, for example, it's not my YouTube channel, which I have 21,000, coming up on 22,000 subscribers.
It has been demonetized. I had an MCN, and they have denied my MCN access to my account now, so I'm pretty sure my MCN, as soon as I get back from VidCon, is VidCon going on right now?
I don't know.
We're too old for that, aren't we?
Yeah.
Anyway, as I think as soon as they get back from VidCon, I believe that's what's going on. I believe they'll probably drop me. And then I'll have to deal straight with YouTube, which is fine because, to be honest with you, I was what little money I was making, they were getting 40% of it. But as far as me making any money on YouTube, that's not why I have a YouTube channel. I have a YouTube channel to be able to park a video somewhere and get an embed code. Because, as you know, building out your own proprietary video player on a website is very, very expensive, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So that's all I care about is just, you know, if they never let me monetize again, okay, ho-hum. I don't have to worry about things like copyright, I guess, at that point, because they'll leave a video up that has copyright if it's music most of the time, and you won't get paid on it, but, you know, I'm not getting paid anyway. So I'm hoping that they just allow me to stay up simply because, what do you think about the launch of IGTV, Instagram TV? What do you think of that?
You know, I think that I wish them the best. I mean, you know, look, there's a lot of reasons. One of the things that I hear from gun owners is, well, why can't we just roll our own YouTube?
Right.
You know, and I also hear this, and this is interesting to me because gun owners are often, and I hear this from libertarians, the government should step in and regulate. They should force YouTube to allow lawful content on the platform. They should force Facebook to allow lawful content. We should have rights. It's a public square.
Right.
And so everybody's trying to grapple with this and with the economics of it. But I will tell you, don't expect a gun YouTube to crop up anytime soon. It's just not possible to compete with YouTube on video delivery because YouTube is a part of Google. So because YouTube is a part of Google, they run on Google's massive globe spanning infrastructure for free, essentially.
Sure. Yeah.
Google doesn't have to upcharge them. Now, if you or I were to go to our garage and we were to make our own, or not in the garage, just a laptop, to try and make our own YouTube competitor, we would have to buy transport. We would have to buy hosting from a cloud provider like Google, and we have to pay a significant markup. And so what that means is that my cost structure is always going to be dramatically higher than YouTube's. And so it's going to be more expensive to run ads on my platform. You know, if it costs me a dollar to reach, and I'm just making up a number, if it costs me a dollar to reach 1 million users with a video,
right,
and I'm charging $1.10 to an advertiser for those 1 million users because I want to keep 10 cents, It may cost YouTube a penny to reach that same 1 million users. And
right,
they can charge a 10 cent markup, and then it's 11 cents to reach 1 million users. Now, where is the advertiser going to go? They're going to go to YouTube.
Yeah.
So there's basically no way that anybody can realistically compete with these guys on content delivery and on cost structure because they've got physical infrastructure. They have hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars of data centers all over the world that all the Google products, all the Alphabet products use, and YouTube just gets to skate in there. And so actually, really, I'm of the belief that the real solution in a lot of these cases is to maybe break some of these companies up. If YouTube had to pay to use Google servers, the same rate that I have to pay to use Google servers, the same thing.
Okay.
Then I could stand up a YouTube competitor.
Yeah.
And I could host gun content on it, you know? So that's a solution. Another solution is to just regulate the heck out of them and force them to host lawful content and then give them some kind of lawsuit immunity.
Right.
You know, if somebody learns to make primers from matches by watching a YouTube video and then blows their face off,
right,
YouTube is worried they're going to get sued, so they're not going to have that on there. But if it's legal to do, you know, there's no law against it, and YouTube has some kind of expectation of immunity, then, you know, they may host that content, or they may still not, you know.
We got about a little less than 2 minutes in this segment, but let me ask you this. In the beginning, you know, these gun channels ran pretty wide open, the few that were out there. And the big ones that are out there now, the Hickok 45s, the FPS Rushes, the Demolition Ranches, and everybody thought it was great. And in that amount of time since Google and YouTube have been in existence, the PC culture has really just sort of erupted, and we've gotten away from this whole personal responsibility idea. Is that sort of driving this idea that we got to watch what we're letting out there?
I think if it is, it's indirectly. They're in business to make money. They have a fiduciary responsibility as public companies to their shareholders. They can't do anything that's going to damage the brand. They can't do anything that's going to damage their ability to keep turning clicks and eyeballs into ad dollars. And so I don't believe that these companies are staffed by a bunch of quote social justice warriors who just want to make life miserable for gun owners.
Sure.
And I'm in the minority amongst them. A lot of gun owners believe that. I don't believe that. I know some of these people. I know people at high levels in some of these companies. And my impression of them is that they are concerned about the bottom line. And
the company.
They're concerned about blowback. They're concerned about managing risk, that type of thing.
Okay. Perfectly reasonable answer to me, brother. I want you to, well, first of all, John Stokes, you can find him at alloutdoor.com, contributing editor at the Firearm Blog. And one font of information in the digital world that I am very happy to be able to bring to you. I want you to hold on for me, if you will, please, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M.
of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
On the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour has been and still continues to be John Stokes of AllOutdoor.com. If you've never heard of it, if you've never been there, go give it a look, because that's some good stuff in there. It's a perspective that is refreshing. It is a perspective that you probably didn't think was out there, and I sort of dig it myself. So I guess my biggest question to you would be, if you're a content creator like I am, right, and with the firearm blog and everything else, with us, if something does happen and it does become a company thing and YouTube does get to a point to where, which I don't really think they're going to, but I don't know. Because I'm not in charge, right? So, where do we go?
I wouldn't count on them not booting all the gun content off. I mean, that could happen. It's a private company, and they're going to make a decision based on what they think is going to maximize Alphabet's share price. Because that's what they're legally obliged to do. Anybody's personal politics aside, they are, as a publicly traded company, they're legally obliged to do what works. And So I wouldn't, you know, if the situation turns really toxic, even more so than it is around guns, I wouldn't say anything past them. As to where do we go, I think the answer, there's a few answers. One is that there is an effort out there in Silicon Valley to create a kind of an alternate web, not the dark web, but a sort of a place that's a little bit more robust to censorship, a set of protocols. And this is kind of going on in fits and starts, some of it's underground, but that's a long way from fruition. As far as things that cater to the gun community, I mean, really, we're going to have to use open source software. We're going to have to host our own servers. We're going to have to go back about a decade or more to an era when you had to configure a web server and stand it up and leave space in a data center and things of that nature. And I and some other people are involved in some of that stuff right now. We've set up a community at opensourcedefense.org.
Right.
It's not quite yet an organization, but right now there's just a form attached to it. We soft launched. We're working on branding, messaging. We'll hard launch at some point in the next few months. And we're using forum software called Discourse that's open source that I have software expertise. I can hack it myself. We're hosting it on Amazon's cloud, but we could host it on a home server if we wanted to.
Right.
And to me, that going back to that hacker ethic, that garage ethic of I'm going to build this myself, I'm going to do this myself, that's kind of where we've got to go back to.
Right.
That's what's got to happen. We've got to stand up. And it's tough because at different layers of the infrastructure stack, there's still censorship. I mean, Cloudflare, now, pardon me, this isn't related to what you and I do, but Cloudflare did boot the Nazis off of their server platform and their cloud platform. So in the sense that, if things continue to get worse for gun culture and we kind of, fall into this camp of disfavored people like Stormfront.org, we could have a hard time of it on Amazon or some of these other big providers.
Right.
So, it depends on how far this is going to go. Now, Cloudflare doesn't do user-facing software like YouTube, like Facebook. They provide them more of the hosting layer and anti-spam and denial of service protection, caching, and stuff like this. So, but still it's troubling that even at these lower layers, they're making these censorship decisions that are ideologically driven.
Right.
That's troubling to me. I have no love for Nazis, and there was a part of me that was very happy to see them run off the internet. But as somebody who also belongs to this disfavored group, which is gun owners, I was deeply concerned. So the answer is for us to do more of these things ourselves. Hosting video is going to be very expensive, and if we want to have videos, we're going to have to pay more. So gun owners is a hobby. If you want to learn, if you want to share, if you want to watch videos, it's going to cost us. Free riding on these public platforms, it may not always be an option.
Right.
You may have to sign up and pay money to TFB TV every month to watch it. I don't know. I mean, I don't speak for TFB TV. That's just a random example I just made up. There are no plans to unveil a subscription service. But or whatever, InRange TV or, whoever it is, Peacock 45, any of these guys, they may end up in a sort of a paid model where they host their videos and then you're paying something like a cable channel subscription directly to them so that they can pay for their infrastructure and they can bring the services. And
would it be easier to create a cable channel that everybody could pay to be on than to try to do something online?
I think that it's the same problem, though,
where
the cable channel is centralized and you're sort of at the mercy of the cable providers carrying it, and they're at the mercy of boycotts and things like this. I mean, you want to shield yourself from the market as much as possible. You want to use free software, open source software, like we do at opensourcedefense.org. The whole thing is done on free software and open source software, and we're going to keep it free. We're trying to promote gun culture in a non-political way, not from the right, not from the left, just gun rights as human rights, no matter where you are on the spectrum.
Right.
And on the political spectrum, and we're doing that with free software that we can run and maintain ourselves. And that's, I think, more gun culture is going to have to move to those kinds of online platforms if we're going to stay online. We're not going to let them run us off the internet. We're going to have to use free software. We're going to have to write free software. We're going to have to share the code. And we're going to have to share expertise and help each other run these things.
Okay. I like that. Having an idea is better than just – I would rather have an idea of what's coming, no matter how insurmountable it may seem. I mean, listen, I'm not trained to be on the radio, to be honest with you. And the fact that I am on the radio every day just tells me that there's nothing insurmountable if you put in the time. So having a direction to go for me is 90% of the fight. So, and it sounds like you guys are developing one, and that's the good stuff, to know that somebody on the gun rights side is actually developing that, which I kind of knew it would happen. I'm not surprised by some of the stuff you told me, but then again, I'm glad to hear all the stuff that you have told me, because that reinforces my belief in the country, as hokey as that may sound.
I get it. And I'm glad that there are people out there that support gun rights, that know how to write software, and that are stepping into the breach. You know, the problem that we face that's structural is that a lot of these alternative communities that show up that are pro-free speech attract some really bad sort. You know, if they come to a platform and they feel like there's no censorship and they can say whatever they want, then you tend to get these collections of characters that, you know, you may or may not want to rub shoulders with.
Right.
You may or may not want to have any kind of association with.
I have spoken at plenty of events, and I've seen them show up.
yeah. And so that's difficult. That's difficult to walk that line.
Yeah. Well, listen, I want to thank you for taking the time to come on the show. Normally, John would be putting the babies to bed, and you know, I understand the tug of fatherhood I have it myself, except my babies are all 20-something. So I appreciate you taking the time. I appreciate them giving up the time of dad. And you and I are going to talk again because I got some stuff that I want to do with you. And if you want to do it, we're going to do it, and we'll see how that goes.
Sounds great, now. I'm looking forward to hearing about it. And thank you, sir, for having me on.
Thank you for coming on. Yes, sir. Back again in about 21 hours. And between now and then, please, if you will, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Tomorrow night, it will be The World According to the Truth About Guns and The Weaponized Woman returns. So, that is all on board. We will talk to you tomorrow night. Everybody stay safe. I am out.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.